His probe into Russian interference in the last presidential election did not exonerate U.S. President Donald Trump of allegedly trying to thwart the investigation. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan reports.
The former special counsel warned of Russian attempts to sway the election in favor of Donald Trump through social media and WikiLeaks data breaches.
First, our investigation found that the Russian government interfered in our election in sweeping and systematic fashion. Second, the investigation did not establish that members of the Trump campaign conspired with the Russian government in its election interference activities.
Mueller says investigators decided the president could not be charged for possible offenses as long as he's in office, based on longstanding Justice Department policy. Trump calls the investigation a witch hunt, and he and many supporters are skeptical that the Russians swayed the election. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
Mueller said Russian meddling continues ahead of the 2020 U.S. election. Celebrations erupting on the streets of Puerto Rico overnight as the governor announces he will resign. AP correspondent Matt Small reports.
Following nearly 2 weeks of protests and political upheaval triggered by the leak of crude and insulting chat messages between Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rosselló and his top advisors, a crowd of thousands erupted in cheers outside the governor's mansion in Old San Juan late last night after he used Facebook to say he'll step down a week from tomorrow. The island's Justice Secretary, Wanda Vazquez, is set to take the job, becoming Puerto Rico's second ever female governor.
This is VOA News. The Associated Press reports Tunisian President Baji Caid Essebe has died at 92. Essebe is the country's first democratically elected leader. South Korea